Big Brother. Mainstream government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Steve Pachinik on this kickoff of the White Al-Qaeda scaremongering. He'll be joining us coming up in the next segment. I promise we'll get to your calls early in this hour. We've got Norway killer confirms prime minister was prime target. Confesses in court, but not publicly where you can see it. Pleads not guilty. Says he wanted to save Europe. Claims two more cells are in our, quote, organization. That way they can run around and take everybody's rights. He's, quote, conservative. His MySpace, or excuse me, Facebook has been changed to remove all the liberal stuff and add that he was a Christian conservative. Death toll lowered to 76, thank God. Manifesto suggests he wanted to spark a crusade, clash of civilizations. Faces just 21 years in jail. That's 81 days per person. Europe on alert. And here's another one from Drudge Report. In Germany, Israeli orchestra to play Hitler's favorite composer. Another study. Going offline as hard as quitting smoking or drinking. Yeah, tell me about it. That's just part of it. China in a Iran plan for oil barter. So everybody moving away from the dollar. The dollar turns 150 years old. You know, we didn't have dollar. We had gold and silver before that. Showdown, market spooked. Dollar stumbles. Gold at record highs. I want to go to Ted Anderson, but I've got a report here at Infowars.com by the Alexander Higgins blog, and he's got a link to the CNN report, and sure enough, and I'm seeing more and more calls for this in Ireland, in Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece. City to firefighters and police retirees, give up 50% of your pension or risk losing it all. And this is in Central Falls, Rhode Island, but I'm seeing reports of this all over the country, including Texas and Michigan, California. And this is what they've done in other countries. So they infect your pension funds by investing them in derivatives. And then they say, let us cut your pension fund or you'll never get anything. This is how the trap is set. I've told folks they should look at silver and gold, Ted. We're going into hyperinflation. People think silver and gold's high now. Folks thought silver was high at $10 an ounce and gold at $500. And they said, oh, it's gonna plunge. Not as long as they're devaluing, Ted.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, people that are sitting here with their money in the pensions and so on and so forth, I mean, they're going to be the ones that are going to be hurting the most. Anybody with a fixed income. Because what they're going to see is a lot of inflation. They're going to see the markets tipsy-turvy. It's going to be very difficult for anybody that's worked all their lives figuring that they can live off of their savings. Unless if they have gold and silver. Because like the way that Matthew Zimmerman said it, he's a strategist with Kingsview Financial in Chicago. And this is Bloomberg's report. It's says gold is a can't-lose situation with the debt negotiations because regardless of the outcome, the dollar is going to suffer. Because the bottom line is, if Congress decides to raise the debt limit, they're going to print a whole bunch of more money. If they don't raise the debt limit, we're going to lose our credit rating internationally. Doesn't matter. Either way, people that have their money in paper investments are going to get destroyed. And it's just absolutely crazy that this is how things are turning out, because if we stuck with constitutional money, there's no way that this could have ever happened. But you can do it by yourself. You can go to gold and silver. That's why I think this silver offer with the videos is so important, because people are going to actually be able to see how money comes into existence. That American Dream video puts it into an entertaining and very simple way of seeing it. You can just see who's behind the
scenes. Look, you're getting silver dollars at a price you can't find them anywhere else. And you're getting a free book and great film about the banksters on top of it. That deal's incredible. But folks, if you're getting in to the other radio specials, gold and silver coins, when you call, ask for a list of radio specials, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Look at the track record. We told you about silver when it was $5 an ounce, gold when it was $300. Now look at it, folks. Now is the time to get involved. 800-686-2237. Don't get caught with your pants down. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Thanks, Alex.
Steve Pachinik coming up.
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Webster Tarpley says this is a false flag staged event with a mentally ill patsy. We've got him joining us the last 30 minutes today. I know we've got callers holding. We're going to get to you after Dr. Steve Pachinik has his say. When I told my producer to set up Dr. Pachinik yesterday, I didn't know what his view would be on this. And I just talked to him during the break, and his view out of the gates differs from my preliminary view. But I'm going to listen, and I respect what he has to say. Now, of course, if you go over Dr. Steve Pachinik's bio, he's probably been on the show 10, 12 times over the years. He is the co-author of Tom Clancy's books. He's the case that he's the person that the Jack Ryan character is based on. He's the advisor, technically, so the books are accurate. And, of course, he worked in psychiatry at Harvard. I mean, if you go over his whole bio, it's very lengthy. He wrote the book on psychological warfare for the State Department used by the CIA. And the question I've raised to him before that he's never really gotten into, and I bring it up, is the death of the Italian president, which the London Telegraph says reportedly was manipulated by Dr. Pachinik. He manipulated the communist into killing him. Perhaps today we'll get him to talk about that. I mean, this is somebody whose bio would take hours to go over, stevepachinik.com. And he joins us. And talking to the doc during the break, he said, no, this is the real deal. This is bona fide terror. He's creating a narrative to launch a whole movement. But isn't, and that's what I've been saying, but from another perspective, the globalists want a clash of civilization. The neocons talked about that, playing Christendom off against Islam, while then the globalists basically play the part of the arbiter or the referee and have a police state crackdown on the entire general public in the name of creating safety. This way, no one can be trusted, not whites, not Arabs, not Muslims, not Christians. Nobody can be trusted but Big Brother State and the telescreens, of course, now going in 9,000 locations, big TV screens saying, spy on your neighbor. I saw the preparation to this saying, white Al-Qaeda is about to hit. Give up your rights when white Al-Qaeda, the right-wingers are about to hit. The rise of the right on MSNBC saying Ron Paul and I want violence. We don't want open borders. We don't want globalism. We don't want a banker takeover. We're the terrorist. So I've seen this narrative being prepared, people's minds being prepared. So I called the day before. I said, white Al-Qaeda is about to strike. I said, it'll be right wing. They'll say it's in Europe and the United States. They'll claim it's militias that are against open borders and against the banker takeover. Well, voila, this guy comes out and says it. His Facebook has been changed from saying he's a Knights Templar Mason to that he's a Christian conservative. This was done after he was captured. The police knew his name when they raided the facility. But if you're going to stage terror, normally terror is staged that actually backfires on those that carry it out. That's why you can see that it's staged. In this case, he is trying to launch a giant movement. They wouldn't let him be seen by reporters when he confessed today. He may be whisked away into their famous mental institution, Soviet style. But enough from me. I've set the table with that. We've talked about it. But I really respect Dr. Pachinik's view. You know, he said the Bin Laden thing is totally fake, the killing, and that the Situation Room video and photos were fake. Came out days later, they were. The throwing him in the ocean, totally fake. The whole story, not true. Now we've never seen the wives. Turns out Pakistan doesn't have them. So he's right there. He says 9/11 inside job completely, how it was carried out, you know, where it was planned, all of that information. So I really respect him. But why is he saying this is real? Dr. Pachinik, you've got the floor. But then I want to ask you, why then did I see this build up to white Al-Qaeda or white right-wing extremism? Were the intelligence agencies aware of this, and did they allow it happen? Did they allow it to happen? Or did they have their Google actuaries tracking chatter? How was this known?
Yeah.
Doc, your phone is breaking up a little bit. Dr. Pachinik, specifically, what is going on with this event?
This is an event that I wrote about and was worried about 20 years ago in a novel that I wrote under the name of Alexander Kort, C-O-U-R-T, called Active Measures, and it started in Sweden and in Norway. This is unlike any other event we've ever seen. This is not just some right-wing screwballs. First of all, this man is exceedingly sane. Whatever else anybody's going to tell you, he is very sane. He's extremely calculated. He's very well read. This is not a crazy man who suddenly decided to do something. He made it very clear what his motives were. And the reason he made it very clear, this is a pristine case of terrorism that I've been waiting for and I've seen before, but this is not a false flag. This is not a stand down. This is not somewhere where suddenly any administration knew about an impending or wished for an impending right-wing movement. And I'll tell you why. Number one, his understanding of terror was absolutely perfect. He understood that terror is not the destruction of a building. It's not the destruction of any institution, but it is literally the creation of the emotion of terror. And he did it brilliantly. I don't think he did it alone. I think he had help, not at a particular scene, but he did have help from other countries, and I will talk about it. He blew up a building, which created enough terror because he did it at the right time when everybody was gone, and he did it under the building where the prime minister was, which means he was targeting the fact that they were extremely vulnerable, that the prime minister and the Labour Party is vulnerable. He could get them anytime he wanted. Then he took 1 hour to an hour and a half and went to an island. and killed 80 white Aryan children who were the successor to political throne. Now, let me explain this. This sounds Machiavellian, but it is. In the words of terrorism, no one has pulled this type of exercise of distraction, distortion, and at the same time kill the very people you would not expect them to kill. Because if this were a plan or a false flag, unlike the other situations, he turned it around and did exactly what in terrorism one would do, which is to kill the very people he wanted to have associate with him.
Well, let me stop you, Doc, because let me stop you.
Alex, listen to me. The analog to this is not McVeigh. It is not Al-Qaeda. You have to go back to 1922 and 1923. He's literally following the steps of the very people he's accusing, and that is Hitler. Hitler in 1922-23, when he was arrested to make sure that he was not executed. He did not want to be executed.
The beer hall putsch.
Listen, and then later on in the 1930s, he took all of the people around him who were Aryans and homosexuals and executed 300 of them in order to make a political deal. This man has understood, studied terrorism, has understood the integration of the icons of terrorism, the icons of Christianity, some of which are wrong. He understood Marxism. He understood exactly what multiculturalism. He understood that France refused to have multiculturalism, and he used as a target audience the problem of multiculturalism, but he didn't go out and kill any Muslims or multicultural elements. He killed his own people to explain that he is able to take down any political system. Then he very calmly sat down, explained his motivation so there would be no confusion as to the fact that he was nuts. I wrote about this 20 years ago in a novel saying that the banality of evil, it's not anything that's egregious. It is the banality of evil is the ability to affect this type of terror so that you can terrorize a system or a country and eventually a world. Now, what makes him very lethal is that he will polarize and have around him all the white discontent men and women who are now looking to the right, in Europe in particular, and in Norway in particular. Now, what makes it very unusual is you have to understand what Norway is. Nobody's talked about Norway. I've worked in Norway. I know Norway. Norway is a country that had a history of collaborating with the Nazis, with Quisling. Remember the term Quisling, Alex?
Yes.
You have to explain to your audience. He was the prime minister and foreign minister of Norway during World War II and affiliated himself with the Nazis. So within Norway, you had a system where you had an understrain of the notion of being a monolithic Aryan people who affiliated with the Nazis. Now, in all due respect to the Norwegians, they also, in the fjords where I was, they fought the Nazis subsequently and held down 400,000 troops. So what I'm saying to you is this is not only an individual, this is a cultural confluence of Norwegian national character, where it's only 4.5 million, of the historical elements that they had in Norway, not in Christianity. Norway is not a great Christian country. It's a Lutheran country, which is subjugated to the state. So his pronouncements of Lutheran, of Christianity, is really the deification of Catholicism, which is in France, totally different. His understanding of Christianity is mistaken, because the Knights of Templar did not come from any Aryan country. They came from the areas that I grew up in France, in the south of France, in Toulouse, and they were basically wayward individuals who had no work and were then empowered by the Pope to go forth into Jerusalem and eventually became exceedingly corrupt. Now, having said that, my point is, this is a perfect execution of a terrorist act without destroying a building. I mean, he created a destruction of a building, but he created terror throughout the system in order to mobilize a political party. Now, can the CFR and other governments have the repression subsequent to that? Yeah, but do they intend to do that? No, and I'll tell you why. No system, including our own system, is that smart or that clever or capable. The stand down and the false flag that occurred in 9/11 was done under the Bush Jr. administration with neocons and ones who understood in a backward, an almost reverse way. They were so clear and so awkward in their stand and false flag that it was easy for from me and others who knew the intelligence community to say this is false flag.
All right.
This is not a predictable element.
All right, we've got a break. We're going to come right back. I've got my points to make. And then your phone calls are coming up with Dr. Steve Pachinik. I just see the prescripting.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Well, Dr. Steve Pachinik is an expert in terrorism, on terrorism. That's why he's the advisor to some of the most best-selling authors out there, like Tom Clancy, and co-author of many of those books and major films. But I look at this, and I see the neocons saying we want to invoke a clash of civilizations between Christendom and the Muslims. And so the way this is launched, undoubtedly, they're going to be real copycats that take up this entire military manual on how to do it, who to attack, what their views are. that it's meant to generate, kind of like Carter setting up Al-Qaeda in 79. Sure, the command system's run by the West, but it's a idea that then gets picked up and actually organically carried out. So that's how you have staged Al-Qaeda, synthetic Al-Qaeda versus real Al-Qaeda. And so I see this launching the clash of civilizations, but then the governments that have been hyping if this is coming, they can then come in and say, now we've got to take everybody's rights. No one can be trusted because, see, the right-wingers that don't like the banker bailouts, that don't like open borders, who don't like cultural Marxism, they're bad guys. I mean, I see this really helping the corrupt ruling establishment. Dr. Pechenik, I'm not saying I disagree with you, and I do see the point that stage terror always hits a target that hurts civilians. It's never really striking the ruling class. I mean, real terrorists would go after David Rockefeller. They'd go after Lord Rothschild. They'd go after the Queen of England. They would go after, real people at their houses. I mean, it's easy to kill people. Why do they usually hit some public place? Well, that's to scare the public because the state or elements of it are attacking the people. They want you to run into their arms, so they attack you. I mean, I get what you're saying, and that's why this whole case has given me a headache, but we also have his Facebook being altered from this Knights Templar.
Literally, Alex, there are times when we don't agree, but we do agree. Let's just, I want to do a little footnote. In June, you and I talked about the British collusion with the media and the press and the king. And I told you they were corrupt. The intelligence community was corrupt. The press was corrupt. 6 weeks later, the whole Murdoch issue comes out, and you and I were right. All right? And the BBC, who were sitting there, you forgot to mention that. So we were right.
No, but you said all their major media is government intelligence.
And the police department was involved. Scotland Yard was involved. So you and I are correct. We're often very aligned in what we say. And there are really collusions and there are corruptions. This is not the same case, my friend. And the reason I argue that is this man did target the prime individual he wanted, and that was the prime minister. But more sinisterly, and this is where you have to understand, and I'll go into the neocon. There's no neocon who's smart enough, calculating enough. Most of them are chicken hawks. They're cowards, whether they're Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, Hadley. All of them were just sycophants and panderers. This is not a sycophant here. You're talking about a man who deifies being alone. And the ability to be alone. And let me go into that. So you have to understand a little bit about Norway. And I want your listeners to understand.
Yeah, the power of
one. Wait a minute. Norway is a monolithic country. It's 4.5 million people. They have no debt, unlike the United States. They have a cash flow that's constant because of the North Sea oils. They have constant oil. They are a socialist country for the most part. They have a king and queen that's very little. But they have a history of the individual being a very strong person. Now, I don't want to get too cultural on you, but many people in the audience have to understand this. Norwegian are great people. They produced a man by the name of Henry Gibson, a famous playwright, who we still do the Dahlshow, but more importantly, he wrote The Master Builder, which is exactly what this individual is saying when he quotes Jonathan Milton, and he says, the individual is more powerful than a society. This man is saying, in effect, with no neocon, no government, no other institution has been able to argue or suppress that the individual is without need, and the individual of belief can create more disaster than the individual who has some interest. This was also written by Ibsen. They then had another famous writer by the name of Knut Hamsun, who won a Nobel Prize in Literature, who reaffirmed, again, a Norwegian cultural element that talks about the misery of the state and the society and the importance of the individual. So you have to, Alex, with all due respect, you are your scholar in your own way, to understand what makes Norway different from the United States and the neocons here. The neocons aren't relevant. We're not have a society here with somebody. The FBI is going to suppress you or any. No, listen to me. I know where our capabilities are. We don't have a military that will come down and take us away. We don't have a system that's able or willing or capable to take us all away.
That's why it's all a big psyop. We've got to go to break.
Listen, if you see nothing in Hollywood, i.e. Washington, D.C., you've seen the follies and incompetence of a dysfunctional government, both on the right and the extreme right, with your Ron Pauls and all the other guys who talk about social conservatism.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Okay, we're going back to Dr. Steve Pachinik with some very insightful information. I have studied the sociology, the anthropology of Scandinavia. My wife has lived there. They're all about being individuals. And that's why it's one of the few places socialism quasi works, because they individually agree on a collective of socialism, but the individual is above all else. And Pachinik, who's a psychiatrist, board-certified examining psychiatrist, wrote psychological warfare manuals for the U.S. government. He's gone over all this. We're going back to him in just a moment. Before I go any further, this is one of the most popular items we've ever offered. You need to remember, this radio show is listener-supported. And so your purchase of books, videos, DVDs, T-shirts, they not only get the word out when you show friends the videos or make copies of them or wear an InfoWars.com T-shirt or pass out a citizen rule book, you also fund our operation. And we got these made in America. The filtration system is made in America. The stainless steel outside is Chicom. But the point is, we couldn't find one totally made in America. It's bisphenol A free. It does over 100 gallons, and it removes 99.9% of basically everything. Nothing removes 100%, but it reduces everything. It's the Aqua Vessel, InfoWars.com emblazoned there, and these are almost sold out. And we just put another order in. There'll be some more in next week. But if you want to get these, they're available at Infowars.com. Or you can trust the government and drink the toxic tap water that they shovel at us. And, of course, we're also adding, starting September 1st, the weekly nightly radio show that's already simulcast via television. We're going to add a 30-minute news show that comes on at 7 o'clock Central every evening, stream live out to everybody. And we're also going to be adding other special live reports and events at PrisonPlanet.tv. So if you support what we're doing, sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv today. Okay, let me stop right there. My issue is that governments have been caught staging terror attacks over and over and over again. Private corporations do it. Hitler did it with the Reichstag and Gleiwitz to start World War II. At Gleiwitz, he used Reichstag to seize more power in February of 1933. We've seen army manuals on how to stage false flags. We've seen countless examples of this. So that's why out of the gates, I always look at things and ask who benefits. And I saw this huge buildup that, okay, we're not going to brand terrorism as Muslim anymore. We're going to move it over to conservatives who don't want a new world order. Now, this guy reportedly attacks, reportedly confesses today, but we're not allowed to see that on camera. His Facebook gets altered. The police knew who he was when they got there to the island. But then on the other side, he picks an island for the idea of psychological isolation and the fear of being shot while you're swimming on vacation and the children of the socialist elite and the multiculturalist, sellouts, as he calls them, being killed. If he would have targeted the Muslims, it would have made them the victims. Instead, he went after the true ruling class that he saw as perpetrating it. I see the precision. I see the clear-eyed way he did this. I understand that the people in Scandinavia are normally the folks that, you know, climb Mount Everest and are into all of this, you know, extreme long-distance sports. I understand the psychology. And he wanted to sell the idea that the individual lone wolf can bring you down anytime we want. That's why 90% of warfare is psychological. The system creates the idea you're powerless. They build giant capital buildings to make you feel like you're little because it's the opposite. And I agree, his message of you are the individual, you are unstoppable, is the polar opposite of what neocons and liberals and collectivists push. The only way they would trigger this is to create, and they did this with Al-Qaeda, the idea of the individual, the army of one, that the U.S. military talks about, to sell the idea of a clash in Europe with the Muslims. And some would say that points towards Israel. So, Dr. Pachinik, you've got the floor, and then I want to go to calls. We'll keep you some into the next hour to get more into the info, but I promise to go to calls during this hour. But I understand where you're going with all of this, and I know you've read over his material, show of eyes. So break down exactly where you're going with this, and then the $64 million question. Clearly he's saying he didn't work alone. Other cells are about to strike, and boy, what a favor he's giving the establishment, because they're not going to be able to stop these cells, whether they're behind him or not. They're sure going to be able to demonize Alex Jones and Ron Paul.
I don't think they could demonize Alex Jones and Ron Paul or even me or anybody else. What this is about is not even relevant about you and me or anybody who says they state that they're the extreme right. The state at this point is totally impotent. It has nothing to do with this act of terror. This act of terror is bred, as I said to you and you said, out of their own confluence of culture and a man who has been systematically working out on the philosophy, methodology, not alone, but as it was said in 2002, he met with a group of others in England. I suspect that British intelligence knows a lot about this and will assist the Norwegians. But more importantly, what this is about is to literally say what he said, which is to polarize the system. In short, let me call this a virtual putsch, a P-U-T-S-C-H, which is what Hitler did in the 1923s by creating a situation where he could create agitation, kill his own people, eventually the long knife, and this is a universal push. He says very clearly, this gentleman, this man here, he says, Berwick says, there are situations in which cruelty is necessary, and refusing to apply necessary cruelty is a betrayal of the people whom you wish to protect. No government will go out and allow an individual to kill 80 children. That is counterproductive to terrorism and allying sympathy in order to have a group. Other than the fact that you have an individual who's saying, look, I'm above all the laws, above all government systems, and above all ideology, and he spells it out. There's no New York con, there's no individual in our government who can sophisticatedly put this all together. You overestimate, and many of the people who listen to you overestimate the effectiveness of a government, any government, to effectuate any counter-terrorist movement or even a terrorist movement. The false flag and stand-down of 9/11 was done in preparation over a period of time by two guys who were very clear about it. That was Bush Jr., Rumsfeld, and the neocons. I knew about that a long while before, and I was against it. This is very different. This has been in preparation for a long while, and my suspicion goes to Sweden, because in Sweden, where I wrote about this book 20 years ago in active measures under the name Alexander Court, I pinpointed the rise of the neo-Nazis and the Aryan supremacy, which, by the way, the Swedes are not Aryan, and the use against the Christian religion, which they're not Christian, by the way, it's Lutheranism subsumed underneath the nation state to attack Muslims so they could stop the immigration of Muslims going through. This was not an attempt to polarize the system into allowing the state to suppress the individuals. That's the act of terrorism. This is not what he's saying. He doesn't want the state to suppress the individual. He wants to say that he and other individuals will suppress the state, and that in this world of the 21st century technology, where he can use a semi-automatic weapon and kill 80 kids in 90 minutes and be able to blow up a building with ammo, he can be more effective than 100,000 people. And he's absolutely right. He proved it. I think it's a big mistake to compare this to Al-Qaeda, McVeigh, or anything else. This is what we say in the business, sui generis. I've been waiting for this type of pristine terrorism, and it sounds cynical, to work with it and say, how do we stop it? Because his attempt is to basically create an army, a virtual army of individual terrorists under the rubric of Christian, which he mistakenly calls Catholic because the Knights Templar were Catholic, and they were also of many other disreputable elements. And he's saying to those others, I want you to arise as individuals, not in the group. This is a very different message. This is what I call the 21st century neo-Nazi movement, but it really mirrors much more Hitler's rise to power.
Well, let me ask you, you say you've gone over his material. Are you seeing neo-Nazi stuff? Because there's a lot of Islamophobia, and he quotes a lot of neocon Jewish writers. I mean, are you saying he's a neo-Nazi?
Well, I'm saying for want of any term, he's a 21st century virtual terrorist. He knows exactly how to use the icons, the music, and he knows how to put it all together. He knows how to quote Franz Kafka. I mean, he says he's inspired by Franz Kafka, The Trial. Franz Kafka was a Jew. He doesn't care all that much about religion as much as he cares to mobilize all the elements of a mixed ideology, including communism, which he's against, although he doesn't realize that he's acting very much like Stalin and Trotsky. He's a Trotskyite. Like many of the neocons, he's a Trotskyite, which means, in effect, he didn't understand the full understanding of what he was writing about. A Trotskyite believes in revolution, irrespective of what your religion and ethnicity.
Yeah, no, that's their big. Well, they believe in blood. Now, blood flowing is their little secret chant. Now, let's go back here, though, because I got an email about this and I looked it up. I hadn't heard you on Coast to Coast, but you just mentioned it, and I went and found the quote. But you said you knew about the 9/11 plan, or you just alluded to that, before it happened. So let's digress into that. You're saying you know who was specifically involved planning 9/11, and the report was...
I don't want to to get into that now. You know, you and I have talked about that before.
No, but not on this show. You said 1991.
Jury.
No, but did
I
you
don't want to get into that.
No, but did you say 19...
I've been on your show. I predicted correctly that Osama bin Laden would be put out. I didn't stop it. I didn't know exactly what the plan was, but it's not a very difficult plan to figure out. If you've got Paul Wolf, who was University of Chicago, trained under Wolfstetter, who writes a book on Stand Down and False Flag of Pearl Harbor, you don't have to be a psychiatrist. If you know who Elliot Abrams is, he's a counselor in foreign relations, and he's been involved in all kinds of chicanery for 20 years under different administrations, it's not difficult.
This Why do criminals as a psychiatrist?
Talking about. I said it 10, sure. 11 years ago. I fought my battle. I worked with those in the system who I won't identify to get rid of Rumsfeld, to get rid of the neocons. And then what happens? Your governor, Perry, goes, and who does he go to talk to? Doug Feith, the worst of the neocons, the stupidest of the neocons, and Don Rumsfeld. So you tell me about stupidity, my friend. How does it perpetuate itself in the Republican Party when you have a Mitt Romney who claims he's American, yet his father was born in Mexico, and he doesn't want to tell the truth? So why don't we talk about the disinformation of the people who are continuously there and stop talking about this national conspiracy? What we have is sociopathy in this country. We have two Mormons running, both of whom are incompetent, both of whom are lying to the public, and the Republicans are saying to you, you know, we're going to put an idiot like Michelle Bachmann, who talks about abortion and stupidity, and was a prosecutor for the IRS and telling you about Tea Party notions.
No, I know.
That's not stupidity.
Doc, I want
to
shift.
My point to you is the government of the system isn't working, my friend. It's not that effective. What we have here is a very effective, pristine act of terror that has far greater significance than any government. It means that there's virtual terrorism. That's why I wrote the series of books called Cyber Terrorism, Cyber Nation, and Active Measures. Those of us who understood it, I could predict it, but I had to use fiction. But we have to talk about a system that's dysfunctional, my friend, and your audience has to understand that. They're presented with a president who can't make a decision, we've talked about that, who's ineffectual, who holds the whole country hostage to a debt limit where we could lose our credit rating. Now, if that's not terrorism, you tell me what is.
No, I hear you. You're absolutely right.
No, it's not just you hear me. This is really dangerous because the markets are already saying if we keep playing this chicken game, it's very dangerous. And on the other side, you've got a moron like Bonner and Cantor, both of whom are totally dysfunctional and represent their own interests. So now
well,
you
Doc,
tell
listen.
Me, Alex, and ask your audience, who in fact represents this country? The United States of America and our soldiers and the ones who come back and our jobs that we need. Nobody's addressing it.
Yeah, Doc.
You got one moron, Michelle Bachmann. You got this guy, Karn, who's a pizza king. And you got two Mormons who are disasters. Huntsman was my ambassador to Singapore. He can't run his own campaign. He put in $2 million and he doesn't even know how to run a simple
sure.
campaign.
Sure, Dr. Pachinik.
He's telling you he's a business.
Dr. Pachinik, I promised to go to phone calls, but I want to put bookends on the terrorists right now, if I can ask you, and then later we'll get into politics here in just a minute.
No, but it's relevant to this because we have a dysfunctional system, and you're telling me that this system can create an entire suppression of the U.S. people? It's not possible, my friend.
Well, we're going to get in. We'll get into your research into the political rot and the level it's reached, and I agree to you to a certain extent. You just have the bureaucracy and others. And when they do carry out staged events like the bin Laden killing, it is shoddy. It is very obvious versus what's happened with this killer, this reported killer over in Norway. But finishing up with that, when he talks about other cells, at least two other cells and more attacks, and you talk about the fact that he didn't write all this and he didn't put all this together, who do you think's behind this?
Well, I think the Swedes are very much involved with this. There's no question in my mind that part of this organization has Swedish inputs because the Swedes were very much involved in the 1990s when I wrote that book 20 years ago in terms of creating the rise of neo-Nazi and the so-called, quote, Aryan supremacy, when in fact Sweden has a very dangerous history, and that's what I want to get into so people understand it. It's not against all Swedes. The Swedes proclaim neutrality. In the meantime, the famous Wallenberg family, who was supposedly saving Jews, that was a false flag issue because they were ordered by the OSS, a guy named Niels Bohr, the famous physicist, that one of their sons had to either rectify the name. And instead, you had Nazi elements in Sweden that has never changed. First of all, the Swedish king during World War II was a Nazi, was a German. Pro-German. You had Mark Wallenberg, who was developing armaments. Then you had Jacob Wallenberg, who supported the Nazi Party. Sweden allowed 440,000 Nazis to go into Norway and broke the neutrality and allowed the Norwegians to fight them. So on one hand of Norway, you had Quisling. On the other hand, in the fjords, you had all the men and women of Norway fighting the Germans and holding down 440,000 people. So the roots of Nazism comes through Sweden, not Norway, even though you had a Quisling. And you look at Sweden underneath that false flag and underneath the deception propaganda of neutrality, you will find the roots of the rise of the neo-Nazi in the 21st century. And that's what I would look at.
Well, it is something that we need to continue to research. I just see a Freemason in the Scotland shooting being used to ban guns in the UK. I see the Freemason with the Tasmanian situation in Australia being used. And now this guy was meeting at some type of Knights Templar meeting in England. The whole thing reeks of British intelligence, but you're saying it doesn't. We'll be right back.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Okay, I'm going to get Dr. Pachinik to repeat what he said once we went to break. He's on cell phones. He doesn't hear the music when we're going out to break and kept talking. I want him to be able to finish his statement when I talked about the British intelligence connection. And then I asked Dr. Pachinik, former top counterterrorism specialist, wrote the book for the State Department on it, carried out many of his own operations himself. Will this guy be successful? And, you know, what group does he think is behind him? And then I promise we're going to your phone calls for those that have been patiently holding. I'm going to get to you. Dr. Pachinik, go ahead and repeat what you were saying.
Well, I said that he had a meeting in 2002 in London with the Knights Templar, where the group was founded. I have no doubt in my mind that British intelligence, MI5, had monitored. If, in fact, there is any affiliation to MI5 or MI6, this will be very, very serious for England, especially after you and I predicted correctly that Murdoch was involved with Scotland Yard and British intelligence. But if this is the case, England is in very serious trouble. I hope it's not the case, but I can't rule it out. The other members of the group, as I said, have Swedish influence. There's no question in my mind that he has been influenced throughout his thinking and preparation by the Swedes and other members around Eastern, Northern Europe, possibly Germans and others who know propaganda and theory. There's a very clear understanding in his presentation, and I called it a cyber terrorism presentation, because he's using the Internet to brilliantly present propaganda through icons, music, and weapon systems, and creating an ideology and fear through that Internet without necessarily attacking any other institution other than the fact that he wants to promulgate his ideology and make himself the virtual head of the virtual entity called the 21st century neo-Nazi movement. This has nothing to do with Christians in America or the patriots in America or citizen patriots, but it will appeal to many people who are disaffected in Europe and around the world with unemployment, with lack of jobs, and with immigration. And this is where we have to be very careful, because our own intelligence system better be on top of this. They have to get a group that thinks out of the box, not in the box, and they better start understanding what this is about. This is a form of terrorism that's on steroids. I have waited for this for 20 years. This is unlike anything we've seen before. He will stay alive, and quite frankly, in the world of terrorism, by definition, he is already successful. He has created the terror that he needed. Whether we approve of it or not is not relevant, but he will continue to be successful. Wow. Because he has been able to promulgate his theory, explain it, and appears normal. He is not abnormal, and he is not crazy. It is a big mistake to categorize this individual as anything other than a very calculating cold killer. And you can say whatever you want, neo-Nazi, Christian, I don't believe he's any one of those other than a power grabber and a virtual putsch, which means he's going to be the virtual leader of a 21st century cyber group that will, in fact, confront the issues that the white person feels in a time of dysfunction.
Well, he had to know that he's only going to serve a maximum of 21 years under Norwegian law. That's 81 days per person killed. But thank God now they've lowered the number of dead to 76. So that is certainly some good news that that number has been lowered. Now I promise to go to calls, Dr. Pachinik, and I'm sure they'll be all over the map, but you can spar with them back and forth. You know, quite frankly, I don't know if I hope you're right or I hope you're wrong, because it's frightening to think that government intelligence agencies would do something like this to go after the general public, you know, to rebrand the war on terror to everybody. That's frightening. But to think that there is somebody who pulled a Hitler, where he marched on, you know, from the beer hall to the government building to take over, and a bunch of people got shot in that street battle, and then Hitler was put in jail for a couple of years and wrote Mein Kampf, My Struggle, that was certainly all scripted. We'll be right back with the third hour in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.